The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change in the world. 7.5 minutes, or 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on June the 5th, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Even better, if that's possible. And, of course, great customer service. Good morning, Bad Bob.
A little bit more of a gentle day today. Today's high will be 91. Wind's diminishing. Of course, I've managed to dry everything out. So we do have high fire danger. Please be careful. Don't be running the lawnmower at 12 noon. Bad idea. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 61. Sunny tomorrow. The high will only 90 degrees. That continues for the next couple of days. Chance of showers and thunderstorms as we get into the weekend. Sunday, the high only about 83. So moderating temperatures.
That's great.
Yeah, we can't complain about that.
Got a class on Sunday. It'll be cool out there.
Currently in Reading, we've got 60 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans and has payment plans for those who need them. The Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? Today is a huge day. Mm-hmm. Today is primary day. Today is a day to vote. You know, I was reading an article from Thomas Elias, who is a somewhat of progressive, you might call liberal, bleeding heart kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And he writes about, oh, we've got to make this easier. Only 25% of the people that could vote voted last time, and it's just not getting better. So we should be able to do things like, you know, they shouldn't have to go to precincts. They should just go be able to go to their neighborhoods and vote. And then they should have, and you can have neighborhood vote parties where everybody, you know, they all mass block, you know, mass mark their ballots and all these things. And then they should be all the blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking about, Elias, what you're talking about is a failed system. You've got a system that works, that's worked for over 200 years. And you're trying to change it in California because of a failure of one thing. It's a failure of the people to really want to vote. 25%. You've heard this story before. In 2005, Iraqi women were given the right to vote. They were marching down, and they were marching for freedom. The whole country was voting. But the women especially never had a chance to vote. They're marching down. They're arm in arm. They're singing. They're crying because they're terrified. They've been told if you go and vote, you're going to be killed. You will be killed if you do this. They went in and voted. They came out with that purple finger where they dip it into the ink. So it shows that they voted. That day, hundreds of attacks on polling stations, 9 suicide bombers, 44 dead killed in mortar blasts, another 40 killed by bomb explosions. More and more people were killed just because they exercised their right to vote. And we, as an American nation, and in California, which is probably still part of America, gets a 25% voting rate. 25%. And then he whined about, and you know what, that's a very small group of people that control everything. Well, hello.
Get off your buns.
But they did it. And so to say that it needs to be easier is, I think, ridiculous. You know what? You can vote by mail, or you can just, you can pick up a ballot. I mean, if you're registered, and you can just drop it off. You can mail it in. I mean, come on. The fact is that it's beautiful days out here. Look at today. Look at today. And I bet you 50% of the people will not vote.
Yeah.
At least 50% of the people will not vote today because you know, and here's my true belief. Our educational system in California has failed.
There is
has
no civics.
Failed miserably. There's no civics classes. There's no reasons that these kids come up and they're raised to say, hey, this is how important it is that you vote. You have a say in what's happening to your government. Instead, they feel powerless. You know, and frankly, I kind of know how they feel because look what's happening in Sacramento to the people of Northern California. They vote for things that impact on us and our beliefs that are just totally off the chart. But to say that our, you know, that, oh, we just got to make it easier. No, people are lazy. The people have chosen to abdicate their responsibilities. If you don't go out and vote, shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, well, you know, I don't know about the propositions. Then skip the propositions. Do you know about who's running for supervisor? Do you know who's running for assembly? Do you know who's running for governor? How about Congress? Do you know that? Of course you do. Well, then get out and vote today. Find out where you vote. Well, they've moved my polling place, and guess what? We actually found out where the new one is. It's down at the Vets Hall. It used to be up at the Catholic Church on top of the hill up there by Benton Dog Park, and they changed it down here. Wow, that was really a imposition on us to find out where it was and wander on over there and vote. Bob's got both of his not absentee, but your mail-in ballots, right?
Right, right.
You've got them all filled out. You're going to drop them off right over here at the Vets Hall.
Right after work, I stroll. Well, the box is in front of the clerk's office.
You can drop your ballot right there at the, I mean, here I am. I'm admonishing not the ones who are voting. I love you people. You know what? You are Americans. If you're not voting today and using some kind of half-ass excuse, then
don't say anything.
Well, it does make a difference.
That's what they say.
In the city council race, 9 votes made the difference. You remember that? 9 votes. Okay. Okay, I'll finish admonishing, because the people, though, you know, to me, the people that listen to our show and our station, hundreds and hundreds of people that do that, you are the ones that vote. This is when people say, well, who listens to your station? I said, those are ones with jobs, or they've had jobs and retired, or they're working their business, they have their own businesses. These are people that buy things, they listen, but they're also, they vote. They get out and vote because they give a damn about our country. They care about our country. They care about our state. They care about our city. I'm just totally appalled at people who don't vote.
I'm waiting for some genie, and I'm sure this has been floated, to say, oh, we should all vote by app. What could possibly go wrong there?
You know, this whole thing is, oh, you know what, instead of having to go find a polling place, let's just all vote at somebody's garage. Well, I think I've seen garages before that were polling places.
Well,
but
yeah, I have.
You know what? You know, how easy can you make it? I mean, but see, I tell you what. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to make it that easy, and guess what? Numbers aren't going to go up. They're going to be about the same, maybe go up a little bit. But when you think about it, 25% of the people voting in primaries, and then in the big elections, you know, around 45 to 50%. Oh, excuse me. Well, guess what? The primaries are what got you into what you're voting for at the main election, at the November election.
I'm always impressed by people who think that the population should vote on absolutely everything because that's their version of democracy. We are not a pure democracy.
No, you know what? And that too is ridiculous. Again, we go back to the failed education system in California. That's, you know, that people believe that. Oh, we're democracy. No, we're a republic.
A representative republic. And that there's a big difference. Yeah.
And that protects people. And people don't like to hear that. Oh, no. It should be the mass voting. Really? Think about the French Revolution. You know, the mass voted with a guillotine.
The founding fathers wisely made a firewall in our system of government before that term even existed.
That's a good way of putting it. The Constitution is a firewall against crazy people.
Yep.
I think we need to take a break on that one. Wow, I really like that one. You know, Bob, every so often,
the blind dog finds an acorn once in a while.
Because you come up with a lot of great things. But that one was really good. The Constitution is a firewall against extremists. Of either side.
Against anarchy.
Yeah. And anarchy. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, which believes in the Constitution, by the way. I was just talking to John the other day, John and Sarah. Great shop they've got down there. 8 years in business. They're expanding. They're getting new lines in, a flunky and store, shotguns and rifles. So they're expanding, as are, when you need to move forward, and that's what they are. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is where I go and buy my guns, and this is where John puts on, sights on my pistol, or, you know, he works the triggers or whatever. It's all at Bastiani Arms, including classes on CCW and hunter safety. They have it all. Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. They're open today. In fact, I'm heading down today. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff. My opponent states he has fought for more jail space, fought for more deputies on the street, and fought for public safety during his 12 years of unchallenged office. He has lost every fight. It's time for a new fighter, not a politician.
True leadership, accountability, and public safety. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green.
Pro Second Amendment and pro CCW.
Vote John Green for Shasta County Sheriff on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob Windows on assignment today. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on June the 5th. Voting day today, primary day today. I know you're all going to go out and vote. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They've expanded, of course, with that newest branch at 1845 California Street. You got to go in and see the high level of personal service and all the expanded hours and all those neat things they're doing over there at Cornerstone Community Bank. Go over and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. SCOTUS. I know that sounds nasty to some people. SCOTUS. Supreme Court of the United States ruled that that baker from Colorado that was being forced that said, I cannot bake a cake if it has to do with a gay marriage. It's totally against my beliefs. It's against my beliefs. I can't do it. Well, the state of Colorado went after him big time, and it worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and Supreme Court of the United States says, no, Baker doesn't have to. And a 7-2 decision. This wasn't a 5-4. This was 7-2. But it was a narrow decision. And the reason it was is they said that the state of Colorado discriminated against the Baker on religious and exhibited religious hostility. It seems like it's okay to make cakes demeaning gay marriage, but to not make a cake that celebrates gay marriage was wrong. So what they said is, in fact, they said that in this case, state of Colorado is wrong. That he did not have to make a cake, that he did have religious beliefs, and that they were hostile to him and his beliefs. And as a baker or an artist is what he said, it's I have a right as an artist not to have to paint something. You can't make me paint something that I don't agree with. It'd be like, why don't you tell me then, instead of for gay marriage, that I want a KKK, a picture of I want you to bake a hooded Klansman. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, you're taking away my civil rights by you not doing that. Well, no, I'm not going to do it because I thoroughly disagree with what the KKK stands for. Oh, this is kind of what he's saying. I'm not comparing the KKK and gay marriage. That's not what I was doing. I was using it as an example. He says he's an artist. And this is what he said. I'm an artist. I believe, deep in my soul that I can't do this. I cannot make this cake. Anyway, SCOTUS found for him. But this is limited. Like I said, it's 7-2. It's a limited one, and they're having another case here they're looking at soon on a florist out of Washington State. So it'll be interesting to follow this up. Thousands. If you're going to Anderson tonight for the Franklin Graham extravaganza, he's speaking there. It's the last day of his, or last city of his 10-city tour, and it's here in Anderson. It's called Decision America. If you're going tonight, bring chairs, because you can't sit in the grandstands, it looks like. So bring chairs or blankets to sit down, and bring water. It's going to be warm. So, bring those kind of things in. And they've had thousands of people showing up at each one of the cities he's been at. And what he is saying, what Franklin Graham is saying is that we need to take a look at our spiritual America, that our country is tearing itself apart in many ways, and that we need to work together, not Republican, not Democrat, but just Americans to work together. So, now, other things that are going on in the world. President Trump has disinvited the Philadelphia Eagles. I assume that and it has to do over this kneeling thing again, the anthem, because they were making statements like, "Well, we're going to kneel or something like this." He says, "Well, you're not coming. You're not coming to the White House. You want to kneel." He says, "I'm not going to honor people that won't honor our flag." Well, this has got everybody all fired up again, as you can imagine. Trump is an amusing individual when you think about it. And you know that no matter what he says or does, this North Korean thing, when he finishes this North Korean thing, and if North Korea signs all the papers, they destroy, they let Switzerland come in, take all the nukes away, by the time it's finished, somehow the Democrats are going to turn this into that he didn't do this. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't the Republican Party. It wasn't the leadership of the Republican Party that did this. No. This was something Bill Clinton did. He started this back in the 80s. And speaking of Bill Clinton, got questioned about Monica Lewinsky the other day on a show. And I mean, they were after him. They said, when you're looking back at today's with the Me Too movement and all this, don't you feel like you owe Monica Lewinsky an apology? He goes, I do not. I don't owe her an apology. I apologize to the American people. I apologize to my family. I apologize to her and her family. But don't you think she deserves a personal apology? No, I don't believe that at all. And so here's a guy that walked. I mean, essentially walked. He got impeached. All right, he was impeached over fact of lying and, you know, obstruction of justice. And the Democrats voted to a man. I think some Republicans voted too, or to a person. To not, you know, voted not guilty. Well, here's the thing. He was guilty. He did lie under oath. He did obstruct justice. But they're saying, oh, it's just because of a woman. Do you actually think if that came up today, and if it was Trump, that would be that he would actually clear the impeachment? No. No. Even with the Republicans controlling the Senate, they get him. But Bill Clinton walked. And then he said, but I was punished. I came out of there $16 million in debt from having to fight this. Well, what was there to fight, Bill? You were guilty. Why don't you just say this? I was guilty, yes. I had sexual acts with this woman. I was wrong. I'm sorry. You know, it happens. It shouldn't happen to me. You know, it's between me and Hillary now, and you know that she's making my life miserable already. So this should be between Hillary, myself, my daughter Chelsea, and all these other, you know, that kind of stuff. But no, he said, well, I had $16 million in legal for fighting this. There's nothing to fight. You were guilty.
Yeah.
You were guilty. Okay? Guilty.
He and besides, stared into a
what
camera.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he doesn't also add to that today his fortune is at $100 million, he's worth, you know, because of these six-figure fees that he charges for speaking, including to the Russians on several occasions. So, you know, he doesn't bring up that part. Oh, but, you know, since then, we have rolled in the money. We have our foundation. We have all these speaking engagements, you know, kind of like Secretary of State kind of tied me into some of these negotiations. I mean, he doesn't say that part, but we all know it's true.
Remember when Hillary during the campaign said, you know, there was a time when right after we got out of the White House, we were like holding garage sales and eating beans and rice. Remember that?
I don't believe she said that. Did she really say that?
Something along those lines.
No, you're right. We were
nearly broke.
Yeah, and they had to take furniture from the White House that they then had to return. Yeah. You know, you knew that too. And some China and stuff like, oh, you know, we needed a place. You know, we've been living here for 8 years. We need some of this stuff to go with us. You know, oh, yes, that 16th century Princess Anne desk. Yeah. That was like, I really like that one. Okay. Am I being too facetious here? I don't think so. There's something about Bill Clinton. You know what? He's the kind of guy that, yeah, I bet he's a good old boy. If you want, you know, he's like that uncle you invite to Thanksgiving dinner, but hey, tell everybody, don't let your daughters get around him, okay? Yeah, you know what? Don't let them be alone. Don't let them be. You know, don't let your daughters be alone with Uncle Bill. Let's go to the phone. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel. Oh, I just walked out of a restaurant with coffee in my hand, and I turn on the radio, and I hear about Bill. This is great. Starts my morning out right. I want to know something. The guy never held a job in his life. And he was the governor of Arkansas, and then he became the president. Where along that line did he amass $16 million?
Well, that's a good point.
Peas.
Oh, he borrowed it. I'm sure he
borrowed it.
He borrowed it. He borrowed it from his peas. from his posse. He borrowed it from his posse, I'm sure.
Oh,
you know, but now here's why would you, I mean, but you were guilty. Why did it cost $16 million to defend yourself?
Yeah, no,
you know?
Kidding.
I mean,
well, like they say, the attorneys are the ones that made out.
They always do.
You know, you know, Bill, I think you should fight this. Hey, Bill, I think you should fight this. Oh, I've got, how much money do you have? I have $16 million to fight this with. Well, guess what? It's kind of just accidentally, it's coming up to the cost of $16
million.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway.
I went into the wrong college, I'm telling you.
It wasn't.
I didn't learn near enough.
No. See, you could have been, you know, you could have also been things like assistant city manager or parks and recreation and still made your $140,000 a year and retired.
That's true. I hadn't thought of it that way.
If somebody,
public service, you know.
Yeah, if somebody had whispered in my ear when I was a second lieutenant, you know what? If you get out and go to Redding, California, and you work just as hard as you would in the Marine Corps, that one day you're going to be head of Parks and Recreation, and you're going to be making $140,000 a year. And when you retire, you're going to be making close to that. And I went,
close, yeah, like, really.
Yeah, when you,
and or plus in some situations, 105%.
Some occasions, yeah, you're right, 105%. And then, and by the way, then you also get your, you know, your dental, your medical, you get all that. On top of that, and guess what? You don't have to spend years away from your family. You don't have to have people try to kill you. You can do all this. Just come on up there. You know, nobody whispers that in our ears because, frankly, back then, it wasn't happening like that. Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach Martin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. Oh, wait a minute. I did Crackmaster yesterday.
Crackmaster.
Everyday Fitness and Training in Reddings. Elite Fitness Center. Locally owned and operated since 2009. Results you want, the environment you need. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue. It's down there across from Orchard Supply down there. Offers 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Over 35 classes per week included in membership. Silver Sneakers memberships and classes are available. Sign up for a free week. Pass at www.edfitness.com. It's a good place down there. I've got friends that work out down there. Okay, hey, we'll be right back with our friends from Shining Care.
Shining Care.
Shining Care. We'll be right back.
Crossover tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers, they pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River, live in the event center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life. Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama, and will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sound of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama tribute band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the river. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans. the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of June, 2018. It's 59 degrees, going up to 91 today. It's really beautiful. It's really going to be a great day for you to go out and vote. There should be no reason for you not to vote today. We were in a restaurant several years ago, and the young lady that was waiting on us, when Linda says, did they give you time to go out and vote today? Oh, we're not going to vote. My friends and I are going to vote. You know, we just don't know anything about it. Well, we don't care. Guess what her tip was? the tip was, you know, you should go out and vote. Okay, I left some money. Linda, I thought, was going to levitate off the table there. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Fort Wins Jewelry is bringing you this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And Fort Wins Jewelry is one of the very few full-service jewelry stores in Reading with a watch repairman sitting in there to fix any type of watch. They bring in their gems from all over the world. They can design and build any type of jewelry you are interested in, and they have it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here today with Colleen Nelson from Shining Care. And she brought with her Christine Gutierrez from United Way. And we're here to talk about
elder abuse prevention.
Well, we will, since we turned you on. Why isn't her mic? Because you've got her mic not turned on. There you go. Try that one.
Hello. All right, well, let's try that again.
Oh, yes. Too many buttons. Hey, are you voting today? Or have you already voted?
Oh,
no. Have you already voted?
I live in Red Bluff, so when my husband and I hit home, we vote first thing.
You too, Christine?
Yep.
God bless you guys. Getting tighter there. You have a little voice. You got to get it.
Okay.
There you go. You know what? You've got a child. You're used to yelling. Get in there. Okay. We got something going on. What is it?
So June is the month where we have Elder Abuse Prevention Month and awareness.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of different things going on this month. But we came in this morning to talk to you and share about the Lunch and Learn that is going to happen on June 13th. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And during that time, what it is that we have expertise there to help with those who have older adults they're caring for and still trying to work. And they don't have that time to go out and find those expertise and those resources. So we'll have everything there. We'll have the district attorney's office there, Reading PD there. We'll have a geriatric care manager there. Lots of resources, ombudsman, adult protective services. So during that time, they'll have the exhibits open from 11 to 2. And then we will have a presentation from 12 to 1. And then after that, they'll have a Q&A there with a panel of expertise.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And United Way has been so gracious to sponsor this with us.
Well, now, this is going to be at the Reading City Hall.
Yes, it will be.
And you're going to have lunch there?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's a suggested donation of $10.
Yeah.
But then they can register on our website at shiningcare.org or give us a call at 232-5543.
So if you think, you know, and we've had friends that, you know, parents are in different areas, you know, 300 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to kind of rely on caregivers there. And in some cases, it's a family member. And in some cases, unfortunately, they become they get abused. They're stolen from and all these other things. And even though it's another member of the family.
Yes.
So, you know, knowing what you can do and what your rights are and where you can reach out to is always important. So this sounds like a pretty cool thing. And that's going to be on June 13th, which would be, a week from tomorrow at City Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Correct.
And lunch is there. And if you won't feel like donating $10 for the lunch, they'll take it.
Oh, we definitely will.
Definitely will. Okay. That's cool. Now, you got some other things happening, too.
Well, I wanted to have Christina just share a little about
United Way is just so, so excited to be sponsoring this event, partnering with Compass Shining Care. We partnered for such a time. They've been partner agencies of ours for a while. And really, we're excited because there's a lot of opportunity for people to meet the services that are available here in Shasta County and surrounding areas for these people to get assistance with the people that they care for. One of those services is something that we run called 211 NorCal. That's a free helpline available for Shasta and Tehama County residents.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours, confidential, 150 different languages. For seniors, there's a lot of services on the 211 database, things like transportation, assistance with dependent care, meals on wheels, kind of anything you can imagine that will help a senior is probably in our database. And people can access that by just dialing 211 from their phone. And then if they're tech savvy, you can text 898-211. You would just text your zip code to that number. And then you can also go online or hold database.
Do they talk
there.
To people, or are these just like recorded messages?
No, it's a live specialist, 24 hours a day, both on text and on phone.
150 languages?
Yeah, so they're bilingual. There's a few languages that are spoken at this help center, and then we have a program that helps with languages we don't speak. So if Spanish, English, we have people there back and forth. If you speak a language that maybe isn't so common, then
Tagalog.
We have a service.
You have a service that you can talk to.
Yes. Yes.
Can do.
So, yeah, we would love people to know more about that. And so if you come to this this event that Compass Shining Care has.
I didn't realize you had that.
Yeah.
So people, okay, when you say transportation, so if a senior calls and says, I need to get to my doctor's appointment, do you all arrange something like that?
So
what do you do?
We're a referral service. And so what we would do is say, these are the organizations in your area that fit that specific need.
So what you're doing is, okay, you refer them to organizations that can help them.
Yes.
Okay.
For older folks, I explain it as like a reverse 411.
Yeah.
When you don't know who you need to talk to, we'll let you know who you need to talk to. Rather than back in the day, 411, you knew the name of the agency, you could just get connected.
Yeah.
It's a little backwards.
411.
I tell younger people that, and they're like, what?
Wasn't that 411? Wasn't that directory?
It was. Yeah. You could call.
Directory assistance. Gosh.
Yeah, but we're very excited to be partnering for this event, and we hope people
attend. I didn't even know you knew 411. How could you know? It was gone before you were born, probably.
I'm 30, so.
Was it still around?
Yeah, it was there.
I can't remember the last time, but can we still dial 411?
I don't know.
I've not tried.
Okay.
Neither have I. Okay, well, give us something to do later on.
Yeah, try it out.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's great, too. Okay. So not only – don't you wish that we could have a building someplace here that has everything in it that people need, whether you're aid to the dependent children or coming in a senior or, somebody's been abused or something, all in one spot. Wouldn't that be something here to have? And then people would just come in that one spot and they could come into the first – and people direct them into the right areas.
Exactly. It'd be nice, but
And then you don't have to keep going in circles, which is what you all are trying to prevent right
That's
there.
That's kind of what we're trying to do with that helpline is if you call that 211 number, we have all the different resources in town, not just seniors, but everything.
Everything. You got it all.
Mm-hmm. Call us.
Okay. I didn't know about that. Now I do.
Now you do.
And you know what? Next time it looks like Bob needs some help. And early, maybe he's being abused by my wife or something. She's yelling at him. I will, Bob, you just call 211. We'll find out about that. Okay.
We'll be there.
Linda doesn't yell at Bob. Okay. Let's go back on to Light It Up Purple.
Yeah, that's a fun family event that we'll have on June 16th at the Sundial Bridge, Saturday from 6 to 9.
And that's going to be June 16th.
Yes.
Okay. So the couple of days after the luncheon, they're going to really light up.
Yeah, it's going to go purple.
The
awareness of Elder Abuse Prevention Month.
Wow, the bridge is going to be lit up in purple because we see them in blue and we see it in pink. So it's purple here down at the sundial. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Correct. We'll have everything from more resources, again, opportunity for families to attend. Lots of things for the kids. We got Anderson Rock that's going to be there. They can paint rocks. They have carnival activities going on. We have Squishy Doodle doing face painting. But we're doing a fundraiser there, and it is a treasure hunt. And the cash prize is $250.
Wow.
So as they read through their clues and get through the treasure hunt, they'll be educated on elder abuse prevention.
Okay, you've got food and drink trucks there, Mary's Pizza Shack, Rita's Italian Ice, Holy Crepes, live entertainment, like you said, resource information exhibits, Purple Flag planting and bridge lighting is it going to be at 8:15 p.m.?
Right.
Okay, so where you can see it, yeah. Where it's turning, you know, so you can tell the difference.
Definitely.
Right, and this, you know what, this is really another great event, my friends. You know, I really like the one on the luncheon because it's going to really help a lot of people if you go down there. And it doesn't, it's, you don't have to be elderly to do this. If you worry about your, if you worry about your family, if any, they don't really even have to be living here, but you want information, on your, you know, for something you want to help your folks with, and they may be in another state even.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot of great information because it's, you know, it's, a lot of it is the type of information you can use anywhere. Some of it can be specific just to California, but California has got some of the strongest protection laws, I think, mm-hmm. in the United States. Where I get upset with California for so many things, they have done a lot of things right, also, in protecting people. So that's going to be Wednesday, June 13th, and we'll talk about it before that. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. down at City Hall. You're going to have all those people down there,
yes.
And being, of course, also. Sponsored by United Way, and with Christina here, who just told us also about the 211.
Mm-hmm. 211 NorCal.
Do you have to dial 211 NorCal?
No, nope, just dial 211.
Okay, I was going to say that just got harder.
No.
If you dial 211, they're going to set you up. They are a referral service to anything that mm-hmm. you can possibly
Any
imagine.
Any human service need.
Anything.
Anything.
And then on the Saturday, the 16th,
is Light It Up Purple.
Light It Up Purple.
Great way for the community to come together to say no against the abusing of our elders in our community.
And you know what? I tell you, Lucky Jezrani was in that for a while and fighting that elder abuse. I'm not sure if
Did
he's
we work
still.
With him? Yep.
I don't know if he's still involved with that. Or,
yes.
Okay, but Lucky is over at the DA's office. And he was just ruthless when it came down to protecting people.
We had quite a conversation about these phone calls because most of these elders come from an era when you trusted the voice on the phone. And the abuses and ripoffs being popular. We saw you missed your jury summons, and you got to pay us $500 right now, or we're going to send an officer to throw you in jail. And they terrify these people, terrorize. It is a form of terror, of financial terrorism.
And it still goes on.
It still goes on.
Yeah, last year alone, over 2,700 cases were reported.
Here in Shasta County?
Yeah, and you had 25 in abandonment. Foreign abduction, financial exploitation was 478. The sad one is self-neglect. That's over 1,400 of them. There's sexual abuse. There's neglect, isolation.
Self-neglect?
Yes.
So that's somebody living by themselves.
Yeah. So, they, you know, their families get busy or they live in different states or they don't have anyone left. And these older adults are trying to make it on their own. And some struggle with a mental health issue as well.
Well, the guy next to us was living by himself. And then... some things started to happen, so I called him up and, you know, made your gates open and things, because he kept to himself. And then somebody moved in with him, and the next thing was he was walking down the street.
Yeah.
He was put into an assisted living home.
Yeah.
But I don't know what people were saying that went in that house later said it was like, wow. You know, he'd been...
Pathways through the trash.
Oh, yeah. Things like that. And it's funny because you feel like, but he had never, you know, when you reach out to him, he never wanted to have anything to do with anybody. It's too bad. Okay. All of this. If you have any questions, who do they call?
Well, then call me at Shining Care at 232-5543 or check out our website at shiningcare.org and help hit the Elder Abuse Prevention tab on there. It has all of this listed, all the events for the month of June.
Okay.
We have quite a few things going on.
So when you call, ask for Colleen Nelson. But if Colleen is not there, you can talk to anybody, right? Or leave a message.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And again, Christina Gutierrez, thanks for coming in today from United Way. And thanks for the heads up on this 211. I think that's pretty cool.
I'd love to tell you more about it another time.
Okay. Well, we'll come in another time and do that. And we'll put these posters up for you. And we'll talk about it also during the next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You have...
Oh, well, I'll be back next week for the rest of it.
Okay, you'll be back.
We broke up our visits with you, so we
okay,
went
I thought
over
I then. Saw you down here for a couple of times. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Call Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back.
We're all on the crazy train.
What is this? I mean, just...
It's Ozzy Osbourne, crazy train.
Well, welcome aboard, Ozzy. Hey, welcome back, everybody. 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 59 degrees, going up to 91 today. You know, the certain things happen. We get phone calls, a lot of phone calls. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading some things lately about you've got a pedophile white extremist running for office in back east someplace. And he's running. Get this. He's running as an independent. There's another one though that's running as a Republican. He just put his name in as a Republican. Republican Party is disavowing him and all these things. But these are this one guy. I mean, he believes in pedophilia.
Oh, is he a NAMBLA guy?
I know what he is, but you know he is just. Off the wall, totally off the wall. He spent 6 months in jail because he threatened Obama and Bush in a letter. So, or 13 months in a prison for doing that. Anyway, this is the kind of, we start talking about these kind of really weird people that come out during this time of the year. But we got a phone call yesterday from a listener who said,
and it was after the show, right?
Yeah.
Who said she had gotten a phone message from an extreme racist group called Road to Power. Talk about that a little bit.
The message, and I did a little research on it. This the individual behind all this is a fellow out of Sandpoint, Idaho. The message, there are several of them that have been sent out to close to 500,000 people in California, mostly targeting Dianne Feinstein. They are laced with racial slurs that we could not voice on this station without losing our license.
Nor would we voice them anyway.
Yeah, nor would we. Anyway, Mr. Rhodes is his name. He made headlines last summer after police figured out he had been distributing racist CDs in the parking lot of Sandpoint High School. He's also sent threatening robocalls to city leaders in Alexandria, Virginia. He is advising white people in California to relocate to northern Idaho and other sorts of things that really, and families who are of color are getting these calls and understandably are rather upset. He appears to have crossed a legal line in terms of promoting hate speech. But he's in one state, he's making calls to another state, the jurisdictions are mixed up. I advised the caller that if she felt strongly about it, to contact the California Public Utilities Commission and to call our own DA, so that at least there's some paperwork being generated.
Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on things that you can say and you can't say.
That's
you know,
the thing. Yeah,
I mean, this whole thing is it's like this. I just saw another article where the chef was being accused of being a serial crotch gazer. By a couple of his employees. I'm not sure what that is. I really don't. But
Some people are taking advantage of the system in both directions.
But this one here, I mean, you, as much as you hate it, as much as you disagree with it, okay, so you can't say that. Okay, nope, can't say that. Well,
whatever lies the danger.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's things that people would just like me to probably be thrown off the air for. It's got nothing to do with cursing or racism or anything. It's just, you know, me calling Bill Clinton, you know, a loser. You know, a lot of people probably don't like to hear that he's a loser, that he, that here he is, was president of the United States, and he could have been one of the best. And he would lurch from one scandal to another. And the biggest one was self-inflicted with Monica. And I tell you what, if she had not had the evidence, if the blue dress had not been kept, they would have destroyed her. They would have destroyed this young woman. She was 22 years old. She, as it is now, she's still a joke.
Yeah.
When you know they do Lewinsky jokes.
Line.
And yeah. And so, but and so she has been severely impacted by the most powerful man in the world, who took advantage. He was 44 years old. Took advantage of her. She was 22. You know what? He was the commander-in-chief, right? If he was truly the commander-in-chief, and this had been a general officer and a second lieutenant, if it's been a four-star general and a second lieutenant or a sergeant, they're gone. Just gone. Court-martialed. Lose a rank.
Yeah.
They're gone, but yet he got away with it. He got away with it, and now he and Hillary are rich.
Yep.
For breaking the law, for lying, obstruction of justice, and using his power to abuse a woman.
That having been said, there are people who would see conservative radio stations muzzled through things like a fairness doctrine and stuff like that.
There's no fairness.
That's right.
There
was
an
attempt to push one through, though. We have a First Amendment for a reason. I violently disagree with this individual's viewpoint, but I don't see that there's a legal recourse against him.
Just hang up. Yeah. Get rid of it. Okay. Hey, we're going after the news, we're going to have Barry Tippman in here, our Reading City Manager. We want to talk about South City Park and a few other things. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has notified the UN that it's increasing its uranium enrichment capacity. The BBC's Jonathan Marcus says this comes about a month after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal.
At the moment, it is all talk of preparations, but probably up to now and so far, they are not actually breaking the terms of the agreement itself. I think it's very much a signal by the Iranians that they have a say in this. There are things that they can do whilst they watch the Europeans dithering over exactly how they can keep this deal alive. And as they see, of course, commercial companies beginning, in many cases, to distance themselves from trading with Iran.
President Trump taking another swipe at his attorney general, part of his latest salvo against the Russia investigation.
The president tweets, "The Russian witch hunt hoax continues, all because Jeff Sessions didn't tell me he was going to recuse himself. I would have quickly picked someone else." He adds, "So much time and money wasted, so many lives ruined, and Sessions knew better than most that there was no collusion." Earlier this morning, the president said he wants to know why an internal Justice Department probe into Hillary Clinton's email server is taking so long, saying he hopes any findings are not watered down because there are so many horrible things to tell. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Colorado baker Jack Phillips, who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, says he's thrilled with yesterday's Supreme Court ruling upholding his position.
The United States Supreme Court has decided that we can try and enter the wedding business again and realize that I serve everybody, and it's just that I don't create cakes for every occasion that people ask me to create.
Phillips on NBC's Today Show. The Dow down about 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Get your copy now at totallyincorrectfree.com. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Visit totallyincorrectfree.com to get your exclusive free copy before supplies run out. Shipping and handling charges apply. That's www.totallyincorrectfree.com. totallyincorrectfree.com.
The wife of a former Malaysian prime minister has been questioned in connection with a burgeoning corruption investigation.
The former prime minister's wife looked cheerful and relaxed as she arrived at investigators' offices, flanked by lawyers and security guards. She was questioned for 3 hours. Attention focused on Rosmah Mansour after more than 400 handbags and expensive jewellery were discovered in raids on her and her family's homes. She's long been known for her love of shopping. The police also found nearly $29 million in cash. Her husband, Najib Razak, was already being interviewed. Both have been banned from leaving Malaysia.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. After decades of planning and delays, Israel opening the doors of a new national natural history museum in the city of Tel Aviv. The facility aims to increase scientific education. There is, though, religious opposition to the theory of evolution. More on these stories at townhall.com. The National Park Service wants to move its Western Regional Office out of San Francisco.
The Park Service says it could save millions in rent, salaries, and benefits by relocating its office and 150 employees from the City by the Bay to Fort Vancouver National Historic Site in Washington State. Federal salaries are based on local cost of living, and San Francisco is routinely ranked in the top 5 most expensive urban areas in the country. Park officials say the high cost of living there has also made it difficult to recruit new employees.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Howard Schultz stepping down as executive chairman of Starbucks. He says public service could be in his future. He was a big Clinton supporter in the last presidential contest. Speculation has swirled for years that Schultz might himself run for the White House. Again on Wall Street this hour, the S&P is up 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio with the KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Expanded walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service. They do a lot for our community, and they do it quietly. They just do things. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's it look like weather-wise for the next few days, including, of course, Sunday, where I really have to get outside and work?
It looks like a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Carl. 8:05 is our time. Temperature right now is 66 degrees. Today's high, 91. Quite a departure from the scorcher of a weekend we had. North winds will drop down to about 5 to 7 miles an hour. Then become light and variable. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 61. Sunny for your Wednesday. The high near 90. Temperatures will continue to taper off as we continue into the week. Slight chance of showers and thundershowers on Saturday. Sunday should be high under sunny skies, 83 degrees. Again, in downtown Reading, 66 degrees. Shasta Lake still remains about 22 feet from the top of the dam. All of the above information brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, if you want to give your parents or your loved ones care that is set for them, that is ideal for them, then it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, will come over and do a complimentary in-home consultation to make sure that she matches the right people for your needs, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no place like home. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's Home Helpers. Hey, we're here with Barry Tippin. You know, Barry, again, let me just say this, is that you've never once, when I've called, ever said, nah, can't do it.
Well, if you'd have told me Linda wasn't going to be here, I might have said no this
time. I never say that, though. But I never say that because of that reason.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm getting. We've run out of the Where's Linda buttons. So I'm going to get some more, and I'll have one sent over to you.
Okay, good.
The reason that I called was for, well, you haven't been on for a while, and there's so many things going on. But one of them is the South City Park.
Correct.
Finally, I think it reached a crescendo when Bassetti got assaulted.
Yeah, I think if you go back in time, the council had asked us to put together a request for proposals to see if there was some private parties out there that would, you know, come up with a solution and, ideas that would help the situation. And we did that. We got two proposals. You know, neither one of them in our thought process was actually going to do what we need to do. And so that process ended, and we were looking at what the next processes we need to do to try to fix what's going on at the park. Then the incidents happened last week. So sort of coincidentally, all kind of came together at the same time.
Yeah. The idea that the park being fenced now, if Bassetti can find the fence.
Yeah, the thought process, and it's on the council agenda tonight for their consideration, is to provide fencing to at least a good portion of the park that would provide it, call it a play area that allows for some fashion of reservation system that you can access the tennis courts, the bocce ball courts, the other areas in there on a more reservation-type basis, and that part of the park would not be available for this daily picnicking and sitting around.
You mean shooting up and laying there smoking dope?
I imagine there's all sorts of things going on over there.
Looks like, you know, I think Chief Moore said it the best. It's like a jail yard out there. Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah, I've never been in a jail yard personally, so what I've seen on TV, it does resemble it a bit.
Okay, but see, you're still young in your career, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Of city government. There's still that chance, buddy.
And there's still white-collar prison. Is that...
Yeah, you know, I understand you play tennis. They have tennis lessons and salsa dancing lessons.
Right, exactly.
So, gosh, what am I dealing into here? Okay. This was brought on. Why do you think – what brought this on? I mean, the fact is that we know we've got a problem there. It's been a problem there. It's not a secret. You've talked about it from the beginning. Kristen Schrader seemed a little surprised when she looked at it, but she didn't realize how bad it was. But what do you think brought us to this right now?
Well, I think you got to go back in time and look at what we've been talking about in terms of the size of our city, the amount of police that we have available to patrol the city. You know, and you go back in time when we had two officers per beat. We have seven beats. We had two officers per beat plus supervisors. We had the opportunity for proactive policing, and we had jail space. So when people were doing stuff that was illegal, we'd arrest them. They'd go to jail, even mm-hmm. if it was only for a week, waiting to be here, have a hearing, and be
but they'd be off
charges.
The street.
But they'd be off the street with all of things. And, you know, we've said this that we're blue in our mm-hmm. face, AB 109, 47, 57, all yeah. that good stuff, plus the slow recovering economy, massive increases in expenses, in particular with our unfunded liability, annual payments. We're just at a point we can't hire those officers. We can't hire enough officers to do what we need to do. And even if we did, there would be no place to put them. And so we've been talking about this for a number of months. And back in February, when I talked about three basic options going forward, two of them are essentially status quo and attempting to do unique things that are not ongoing expenses that can help. And what you're seeing today is a recommendation of the city council to fence a park that's never been fenced. That's what we're calling status quo. We're going to continue to work on these items to try to fix and help. But all of these are going to be incremental. None of these will help solve the overall solution.
That study we paid for. The blueprint said that they didn't need any more police.
That wasn't exactly true. That's not exactly true. It did say we needed some additional officers. It really focused on CSOs.
CSOs. It said we needed more CSOs.
And we definitely do. So right. In addition to those officers, I spoke about a minute ago in terms of two officers per beat, we add up to 15 CSOs. Those CSOs take all of those cold calls. I always use the lawnmower that was stolen last night out of my garage. They show up, they take those reports, and they're a much cheaper option to do that. And so when you get to a point in a police force where you have adequate law enforcement officers, the next step is to bring in the CSOs, because the CSOs then provide the opportunity for those officers to be proactive.
Well, I think Chief Moore said he was going to start using some of his cadets as CSOs.
He's using some cadets in some capacity. You can't really use them as CSOs, full-fledged CSOs. They don't have the skills, the training, and we have some union issues, quite frankly, when you do too much work from that regard. And so we are using the cadets in some different fashion to help. But there's really no substitute for law enforcement officers in jail space.
No, there isn't. And this is the thing, is that it all goes back down to jail space. And then it goes to money, because keeping people in jail costs money.
Correct.
Alameda's got 2,000 empty spots. Cost $90 a day there.
Yep.
Around 90. Could be less. If we put 100 people down there, let's just say it's $3 million. Plus, then we have to fill the other 100 up here. So we've got to come up with an additional $3 million, essentially.
Yeah, it's...
But that would take 100 people off.
Yeah, it's more complicated than that,
it is,
of course.
I'm not trying to make it easy, because these have to be convicted criminals.
Correct.
They have to be ones, you know, they can't be like waiting trial because you can't put them 3 hours away. No, I understand that. And the jail that's going to take them has to agree to it.
Correct.
It's not that easy, but at least, you know, if we get 62 spots here because of a shower head, it seems to me we could push another 60 out.
Yeah.
And that puts another 120 guys off the street.
Yeah, from my perspective, that we need to continue to try to find those alternatives and find ways to hold those people accountable. Because we've talked to Sheriff Pazanko about this. If we simply had a set aside amount of jail space that would hold people we arrest, even if it was for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, that would be helpful.
That to me. Makes incredible sense that we have. I know it's going to be tough, but say you have 10 cells. So you take these guys that was arrested 32 times.
Correct.
32 times. And he's just one of them. We've had others that have stolen 500 cars. And they're out on the street again. I mean, right like that. The one that assaulted Bassetti, she's back on the street again.
Correct.
How do you get back on the street if you assault somebody and destroy personal property? How can you be back on the street again in an hour? How do you do that?
Yeah.
If I did it, I wouldn't be. You know that.
Well, and, you know, our community is especially frustrated because I'd have to double-check the facts, but I'm not sure our community voted for, you know, Prop 47 and 57.
Oh, they didn't.
And I'm pretty
they
sure
didn't.
Our representative didn't vote for AB 109.
No, and neither did this. Did our area vote for marijuana. Here that comes. Okay, we got to take a break. Got people lined up. Terry, wait to the other side. We'll get to you, and then Officer Joe right after that. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. It started right here in Redding 10 years ago. Give them a call at 530-999-1822. They have concealed carry, they have defensive pistol, unarmed combat, tactical rifle. They have it all there, and they've got a class this weekend, not only a women's only class, but also another class that's going on, a co-ed class. So give them a call if you want to sign up. Check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Barry Tippin.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. Tell you what, it's like a cruise ship parked right here on Hartnell Avenue next to the VA clinic. Gourmet chef, they've got it all. This is not an assisted living. This is for senior living. You're tired of cutting the grass? You're tired of worrying about all that? Head on down to River Commons. Give them a call, 238-5981. All the people that I've talked to from there are just really happy people enjoying their lives. River Commons Senior Living. We're here with City Manager Barry Tippin. We've got people lined up, so we'll start with Terry. Terry, good morning. You have a question for Barry. Hello, Terry. You're up.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Yeah, on the fencing off of the park, won't they just move to the library, number one? And if we fence off the library, they might move to the grass in front of City Hall, which they're already on. We fence that off. But then they'd move that little park to the east, and then we could fence that off. But really and truly a fence. I mean, I'm not sure if that solves the problem as much as the 2,000 beds Carl's talking about. I think that's something that has to be explored. The shocking part about it is that we have a gentleman who is a citizen like Carl who finds this information out, and it's just news to everybody. Kind of shocking, and it's disappointing. Needing more police officers, in 1979, I went to my first neighborhood watch meeting in my neighborhood, and we needed more police officers then. We're always going to need more police officers. However, they are arresting people. They're doing their job. They're arresting thousands a year. It's just we can't have no place to put them. So if we could put the bad guys, like Carl said, and rightly so, in jail, even 62 of them, like he said, agree 100%, wouldn't that help? Number one, if we could transfer 62 of our people we have in jail to Alameda. And on those police officers, why would we need more police officers if we get those 300 bad guys that the police always talk about off the street, who would all the new police officers be arresting? We need CSOs. We need more deputies, sheriff deputies, for sure. But how does increasing the police department help in any way, shape, or form? And we've never had enough police. So isn't it a matter of just getting the bad guys off the street and having a place to put them?
Okay, Terry.
I mean, are you guys considering any of that, or are we just passing the buck to the county as usual?
Okay, Terry. Thank you.
You bet. And by the way, Officer Joe, the community really appreciates what you do. I know you're going to be on in a minute. We appreciate what you do, buddy, and you're absolutely right. That marijuana problem is going to create, unless we regulate it, it's going to create a huge problem.
Okay, Terry. Thanks.
Yep.
So there's a lot there. I'll try to put it down into a condensed version. But the Alameda stuff, that's not new information. The county's known about Alameda. Lassen.
That's never been a surprise.
And the challenge is to find money at 90 bucks a night, like you mentioned, Carl. As
90
well as,
bucks a night.
Yeah, as well as making sure that we're meeting the rule of law in terms of who we can put there and who we can't and whether they take
who they
them
will
or not.
Accept, who they won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In terms of South City Park, yeah, you're exactly right, and I mentioned that earlier in the show, Terry, is that we don't see this as a solution, but what we do see this as, South City Park is an important element for our community. As you mentioned, we have Colt 45s that are playing there. We're in baseball season. We have softball games that go on. And so I agree that people are going to move. I'm not sure where they're going to go. You have a better prognostication than I do, but they're going to move somewhere else. They're not leaving town because we fenced South City Park. But what I do know is that those who play bocce ball, those who play softball, those who come to watch the Colt 45s are going to do so in a better environment and be more satisfied with that environment. So that's important. In terms of police officers, you know, everybody likes to go straight to the jail space, but what they're forgetting is that we're going, you know, 14 minutes to a call for cops because of our lack of police officers. CSOs don't fix that. We have to increase our response time, and just getting these people off the streets not going to do that. Having, you know, seven people plus a supervisor on duty on 62 square miles doesn't provide an opportunity to have the response time that we think our community deserves. And so it's not about arresting these quality of life criminals. It's about our whole community. It's about response time. It's about making sure that our community is as safe as it was in 2008, which I think we all would agree was a much better time for law enforcement.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Officer Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you very much for allowing us to publicly air ourselves and for somebody like me to be able to come on without worry about some kind of repercussion. Barry, I am not going to let you off the hook this morning. You are promoting marijuana in our community, and I have demonstrated to you and the city council over and over and over what a disaster it's going to be. You can't hope to control it. You're not going to make the money you think you're going to make off it, and the problems that you're going to bring to our community are simply going to be exacerbated. We are going to see more cartel heroin, more cartel marijuana, more cartel methamphetamine, and we're going to have more people in the park that are going to be under the influence of drugs. I've invited you to come to DUI class to see the true cost of what bringing more drugs to a community does, and you have not, and not one of you on the City of Council have taken that opportunity to come see the real cost on the bottom level, on the street level. And you're going to take somebody like me as a police officer, and you're going to increase the amount of work that I have to do in our community to keep our community safe by flooding our community with more marijuana. You cannot hope to make the money that you think you're going to make off it, and you cannot hope to control it. Every city in California that's tried, and by the way, that's the minority of California cities, because the majority of California counties and cities have said, no, we cannot control it, so we're not going to go for it. I would like you to explain to our community why you think, without any fiscal policy that you've put out, why you think that marijuana is going to be your saving grace for Reading. It's not. Thank you, sir. I look forward to hearing your answer.
Thanks, Officer Joe.
So let's start with policy decisions. Policy decisions are made by the city council, not by city manager. So, you know, the policy that was put in place to allow legalized marijuana was a city council decision. My job is to take that policy and do the best we can to generate regulations, to put forth, that information such that Carl wants to say something.
Well, I'm just saying, Barry, is that it is. The city council has to be the one to do it.
Absolutely.
But a strong city manager it also presents things to them.
And what we did in the process.
And you're a strong guy.
And very clear, let's make sure the process.
Right.
In this instance, you know, we had a 49%, 52% in this county.
Right.
For Prop 64, whatever it is.
What was it?
It was like 52, 48.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't this landslide that people talk about. I've gone back and looked at it. And so we, as staff in that regard, did not come up with strong policy. Instead, what we did is we went through a complete community education process, and then we actually went to the city council and did a step-by-step, what do you guys want to do? Mm-hmm. We did not bring a recommendation. We actually did a decision tree. Do you want to allow it? Do you want to ban it? And the council said, we want to allow it.
If you allow it, then this happens.
Exactly.
If you ban it, this happens. Okay, and then if this happens, then this happens. Okay,
correct.
Everybody knows decision
trees. So there was a very succinct decision tree that was put out for the council to make policy decisions on. They made that policy decision in November of last year, and then we acted upon that and developed ordinances and regulations that we think can help. If we're going to do this, we can help it. So, you know, that's a city council decision that we're implementing and we're enacting. Never once has the council, in private or in public, ever said that it's going to solve our fiscal woes.
Okay.
And so I don't think that's a true statement that the council moved forward with this decision based on solving our fiscal woes. And then, you know, I a lot of what Officer Joe talks about is opinion-based, and the council has their thoughts and opinions as well.
So in your opinion, what he's saying is this is going to bring in more problems than it's worth. I've heard other people say because of the taxing, so much taxes. I mean, this is talk about value-added taxing in Europe. Here we are in the marijuana industry that it's going to drive the price up. And so the black market is going to be, you know, even stronger than it was before. And we talked about how, you know, most of it grown up here is going to be heading south anyway. Has the city council left itself an out here? If Officer Joe is just partially right and it brings in even more problems, is the amount of money that we think we can get off marijuana going to negate those problems?
Well, let's put it the other way. You asked if the council has an out. The council always has an out. The council can ban marijuana. If it doesn't work, the council can move forward and ban it and say, we're not going to allow this anymore, and we're going to move forward and systematically begin to shut down marijuana operations if it doesn't work. And the council always has that opportunity. And so we're not counting on, tax money coming from marijuana industry to solve all the problems.
Okay.
I mean, again, I'll just restate that. What I've heard from a number of different council members is that, their belief is that because of where we are, the marijuana's here and it's always going to be here and the black market's here. And it's a fallacy to think that this isn't going on in a very lucrative manner today.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
So perhaps if we actually provide an opportunity to do it legal, regulate it, it will actually help things. That may or may not be true. That becomes the basis of opinion.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We've got people lined up here again to call. Our guest is Barry Tippin, the city manager, who is, as he points out, is I don't vote.
I don't vote.
I just present both
Except
sides.
Today.
Except today. Today we're voting, right? So if you vote, okay, I'm not going to
ask.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center in downtown Reading, the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. That's right, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back after these messages.
John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff here. My opponent has claimed hundreds of personal endorsements from various people who do not live or work in this community. I, however, have been endorsed by the men and women of the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association. I've also been endorsed by the Peace Officers Research Association of California. These are powerful endorsements for new leadership. I am that new leader.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, pro-Second Amendment and pro-CCW. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green on June 5th, paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Linda's on assignment today. much to Barry Tiffin's displeasure. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 5th of June. Today you vote. Today is primary day. Today you go out and vote. And if you don't, shame on you. Just shame on you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. It's like slapping a veteran in the face if you don't vote. I mean, you know, I'll just make it personal. Those men and women have gone out for to defend this country, and one of the big parts of this country is voting. And if you don't, you might as well just go over and come up to Bob Belongi and spit on his chest. Yeah, and I dare you to do that.
I don't think Bob liked that too much.
Any idea.
Bob will rip you apart. Hey, we're here with Barry Tiffin, our city manager. We got people lined up to talk to him. We're talking about, we got into the marijuana side. And one of the things that Barry and I talk about during the break is, and you're all looking at maybe $1 million. Maybe, at the very high.
Well, that's our best estimate.
That's your
it
best
could be
estimate.
More than that. I mean, we just don't know.
And that's not going to solve any problems.
No, that'll help. Obviously.
I mean, it's going to help. Yeah, I mean, $1 million, you know, it adds up. But
that pays for the MPU.
That's, you know what? That's it. It pays for four cops and three firefighters.
Yep.
Well, that's better than that sharp stick in the eye.
Sure is.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Henry.
You know, I've been sitting here listening to this morning and yesterday and the day before, and we're talking about South City Park and
yep.
marijuana and the lack of police and the lack of beds. But you have to identify the real problem. The real problem is money. It seems that the city doesn't have money. Now, if I run my business like the city runs their business, because it is a big business, that's all you can name it, and that's the smallest possible denominator, then I would be sitting in South City Park under a tent, too. So I had to make my life around organizing and not spending more than I made. So I have to blame the management of the city and the city elected officials for the problems we have. Now, if you've got an answer for that, I'd sure like to hear it.
Okay, Henry, thank you.
Well, for starters, we don't spend more than we have. I mean, I think that's the fundamental problem we talk about when we talk about law enforcement, because we aren't spending more than we have, and we've never budgeted by requirement. We have to have a balanced budget every year.
Balance the budget every year?
We balance the budget every year. Actually, we do it in 2-year increments. And so, and you also have to recall that we have more than one element. We have a lot of, unlike most businesses, we have extreme restrictions across boundaries. So we have one big business, as you mentioned, in terms of running the city government, but you can't use electric money for water utility. You can't use water utility money for cops. You can't, you know, so.
It's not like a general fund that you can just.
Everything's general fund.
It is general fund, but what I mean is. But there are restrictions by law that says you can only spend
right. And so 70, about $72 million plus or minus is our general fund. Of that, you know, 80% already goes to police and fire, public safety, more than 80%. And so, you know, the amount of money that's available to actually put towards resolving these issues is very limited.
So we go back to the money issue. What's the what are the taxes? What's that look like? I mean, is our income growing in the city? I mean, the economy's recovering.
Yeah,
I see all this construction going on.
Yeah, we're doing a bit better this year than our projections,
mm-hmm.
both in not hugely in sales tax, although that's up a bit. Construction helps significantly.
Yeah.
We're up more in our property tax.
Tell me about it. 26% jump I got this year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So property tax is up more than sales tax. And so, you know, I don't have the final numbers right now, but we'll probably finish the year with, you know, somewhere between 3 and 5% more than projection in the tax revenue.
So is that a surplus then, you would say?
Well, it's a surplus for what we planned for.
Okay.
What that does is it rolls into our general fund. And as we've talked about, we've got over the next 10 years, we've got a $20 million gap that we're working on. And so we've knocked that down through working with our employee unions
mm-hmm.
to probably be about $16 million, and we continue to knock that down. Increased revenues will help as well knock that down. And so what we're attempting to do.
But that doesn't include unfunded.
Yes.
Oh, that does include. That's the $20 million you're talking about?
Yeah, that's okay. So the unfunded is paid just like your mortgage. The unfunded
right,
is
right.
paid on an annual basis. And so there's two components to a pension cost. One is the what we call the normal cost or annual cost,
mm-hmm.
and that's the how much it costs every year for every employee. And then there's this unfunded
right.
Cost that's a lump sum that we have to pay as a city. And so The unfunded annual payment is what has gone through the roof and that we're wrestling with. We hope to have that resolved within 2 to 3 years, and then all surplus revenues after that would be available for additional public safety services.
Unless the state changes its...
unless the state changes again.
Changes again, which they've done.
Yes, they have. Yeah, everything I'm saying is predicated on what we know today.
What we know today. Okay. Dolores, good morning. Do you have a question for Barry Tippin?
Yes, I do. My question is, my first thing I want to say, the comment is, Mr. Barry, you basically said that you don't vote on any of the issues, that the city council votes on the issues. But yet you in the past have had meetings with the 530 collectible from the city of Shasta Lake with Jamie. So how does that work? I mean, you say you don't vote, but yet you know how to steer the council to vote on an issue, though. Is that right? Because I know somebody confronted you not too long ago about that question. You said, yes, that you did have private meetings with them, Jamie only.
So what happens, so the two parts of your question is, that does the city manager have, I think your question is, does the city manager have influence? Certainly the city manager has influence because we make recommendations. So we make, generally speaking, we make recommendations for policy. In the case of marijuana, we chose not to make specific recommendations, and we left that to the council. In preparing to be knowledgeable in developing regulations, we went up and toured. I don't call it a private meeting. We went up and toured the 530 collective to see how it worked and to talk to the owner about how she manages her business. And that is a true statement.
Okay. Hey, we're talking about, you know, taxes and all this. I think it's time. And we've had two instances where the city has put up for a tax raise on the sales tax. One time it was when Mayor Bassetti was still mayor. I should say Rick Bassetti was still mayor. And it was and that was going to be a 2/3. That one got
57%, 58%.
Mm-hmm. The next time they ran it through was, it was just a simple majority, which failed miserably. Actions taken after that made it harder, if not impossible. Or votes taken right after that, harder, not impossible to get that kind of passed. I asked you earlier, and it was a good answer we had as we were talking before the show. Is it time for the city council to bring up this 2/3 tax for public safety? And I say 2/3, so we need a 2/3 majority to vote for a 0.5 cent or a cent sales tax for public safety and public safety only. And your response was...
Well, that's why we started this educational process in depth in January of this year, January, February, March, because this really needs to be a community-driven discussion. You know, the council has tried to do it twice as a governmental body, and it, as you point out, it has not been successful. And so we tried to engage the community and get the community sentiment. What does the community want to do? How do they want to move forward? And, you know, essentially the message, both verbal and nonverbal, from most people was don't do it. And so where we sit today, at least from my perspective, is that there's not going to be a tax measure in November other than the marijuana tax initiative.
And the only way this will come forward is if the people come forward with it to the city council and say, look, you know, we need to spend and we need this tax.
Yeah,
and,
that's my read.
But it's going to be the people are going to have to come forward, go to the city council and say, you know, put it on the ballot, make it a 2/3. You know what? And then at the end of this, if people can't, we can't get 2/3 of the people around it because Terry would support it. You know, I would throw everything we have on there to support a 2/3 where it goes to the police and the fire, and you've got a committee to oversee it and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think people could, and it goes to the jail, so you can get people out of here. I don't know, Barry. I think people are getting really close to that if they're not already there.
Yeah, and I think that the people, the community, are the ones that need to drive that message, because where I'm sitting, I don't hear that.
Okay. Well, I think that we need to either, if we like what we have, and you've been very clear about this, you've never once sugarcoated this. If you like what you want, if you like what we have right now, then we can continue to do this, but it'll be a slow grind down.
Right? Or it'll be status quo or a slow grind up. I mean, we're never going to stop trying. That's one thing that I want people to realize is that, you know, like we may not think fencing at South City Park is a great thing, but we're going to keep trying.
You got to try different things.
We got drones.
You
got
to fight it multi-level.
We brought in drones. To help.
What about privatization?
We are privatizing tours of the, you know, we've got the 5 days a week now. We've got private security going on the river trail.
That's true.
You know,
how's that working?
It's working good.
North State Security?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about other types of privatization? What about the trash? Because Anderson does that and the county does that. They've got it out to waste management, and they get paid for that.
Yeah, and we have done that analysis a number of times, and every time it comes up that our community is better off with what we have, because when you look at that as an analysis, you have to look at a couple things. Number one is because of the damage that those trash trucks do on our streets, we charge the solid waste utility $800,000 a year to help with road maintenance because they beat up our roads. You wouldn't be able to get that out of waste management. They also support our general fund in a number of ways. The solid waste utility is helping with the additional expenses with trash cleanup, camp encampment, cleaning up encampments. They're helping funding and help providing services there. They are helping and providing staff to pick up the shopping carts around town. That's all coming from our solid waste utility. It would not be the same if we went to waste management. And so when we do that analysis and we add in these other elements that are helping our community because it's one. It's all hands on deck to help with public safety. When you have a waste management, that's not the case. They're not there to help with the balance of the city. And when you actually do a rate comparison, we are right there or lower than many cities who have waste management.
But do you include in that the cost for retirement and all that?
Yeah.
Is all that included in there,
yep.
The long-term
cost for
taking care of all these people for the rest of their lives?
But the cost is in the annual expense and the rates. That's the proof. The proof is in the pudding of what we charge the customers to pick up the cans. So, yeah, all of that is embedded in the rates, and our rates are very competitive with waste management in all areas.
Okay. We're here with Barry Tippin, who is the city manager of Reading. And, you know, I've asked that question before, and you're the first one that's actually answered it in the sense that $800,000 and the more. Most of them is just, oh, no, we've looked at it, and, it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And they couldn't give a specific why it wouldn't work. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concerts Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. Or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Beauty. Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. danscottpainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, Police Chief Roger Moore's going to be on. I can't wait to talk to Roger. I mean, you know what? This has been a busy time for him, too. Bob, did you know that Streets of Fire was on the other night? I was going to call you and say, hey, it's on. It was on one of those channels, and you could have watched it, and you could have also reveled in Michael Perrier in his
I don't know if anybody's streaming it for free, but I know it's available as a paper.
Of Fire. Yeah, I have it recorded. Maybe we can have a Streets of Fire party. Hmm. Okay, I'm here with Ready City Manager Barry Tippin. And we have Streets of Fire sometimes around here, huh?
Yeah, we do, especially we've got fire season right now.
Fire season.
It's already been pretty busy.
Hey, during the break we talked about privatization and how to save, you know, things that we can save money on. And I got a tutorial, and it was really good about the, you know, of course, we all did on the privatization of waste management. What about, what are other ways that may be a way to save some money around here?
Yeah, and so we're doing that right now. The council gave direction to look for alternatives to save the four NPU officers as well as the three firefighters. So that's about $800,000 a year for those positions. And so we're analyzing that right now. And there's really only a few areas that are available in a realistic fashion. One is development services. Our building and planning permit fees are all subsidized to the tune of $1 million to $1.5 million a year. And so that's an area that we could look at. Another area is our recreational programs. Recreation is subsidized for children's programs. Mm-hmm. So we subsidize those by about 15% on an annual basis. And so that's an area that we could look at. The library is a discretionary element. Now, we have a contract with the county, and there's a poison pill in there. If anybody pulls out, there's a like $1 million penalty payment and that sort of thing. And the library, I think, is a difficult one to
How much are we putting into the library?
About $800,000 a year, and the county puts about $1.2 million.
So we're spending $2 million a year on the library.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Was that money? And that money is given to a or paid to a management service back east, right?
Well, I would say we privatized it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about privatization. We privatized library operations.
Is it cheaper, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that they do a good job. And they also have the ability to reach across their entire company for expertise and provide that help to our local library.
What about the Civic Auditorium? I mean, it's raised its head again about the, you know, with Bethel running it. How much money has that saved us?
I don't have those exact numbers, but it's well over $1 million, $1.5 million a year in terms of subsidy.
Okay.
Yeah, so that saved us. Now, that contract is, I think, through 2022 or so, and so we'll see what happens when we start winding that down. We'll probably have more discussions this fall with Bethel because as they ramp up their plans for their new location, they'll certainly think about what's going to happen with the Civic.
Yeah, and they're also moving downtown, too, on Sundays,
right,
starting in August.
Partially, yeah.
What about the I'd love having you here because I can ask these questions. You've got the fountain of knowledge here. Oh, by the way, everybody, Terry wanted everybody to know that he supports a countywide tax, not a citywide tax. Okay, Terry. What about the casino, plans for the casino?
Yeah, so what I know about that at the moment is that
are they outside the city?
They're in the county.
Okay, they're in the county.
And so what they're doing is trying to get to trust land, and so they're going through a process to make that property trust land.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly you should talk to Tracy to get all the details.
But what
I understand is that their environmental document is back east for review, and so when they get through that process, they plan on releasing that to the public for review.
Stillwater. Good news.
Yeah, we're working through that element.
How's that going now?
Well, it's not as good as we'd like, but it's
why?
It's not uncommon. You have a letter of intent that everybody signs, and you usually do those in a relatively rapid fashion, to get the discussion going. And then there's always elements within that LOI. It's like, well, no, that's not what I meant, or that's not what I meant. So we're working through those, and we hope that we're going to be able to have a contract. We'd hope to have it June 19th. My guess is it's going to be more like July that we'll bring a contract forward for the council.
Really? So we've gotten to that part there, huh?
Yeah, we're negotiating a final contract.
Are there any deal killers in there?
I don't think there's any deal killers. I think we just have to work it to where we're protecting the city's interests, but also making sure that we have a viable company coming in.
I've looked up the company, and as several others have, they seem to be a viable company.
Oh yeah, they're the real deal.
They're the real deal. Do you think this is the kind of company that would do like they're doing now at the City of Shasta Lake and build a huge facility for the processing of marijuana?
I think that's possible. I wouldn't say huge. I would say Stillwater Business Park is much bigger than out in Shasta Lake. So a huge facility at Stillwater Business Park would still be small compared to the overall acreage available. So if they decided to do that, it'd still leave multitudes of acreage available.
Right. Right.
But I think that's possible. I don't think that they would discriminate against who's going to come and develop put something there. They're a company that's in it for profit, and I would expect them to, want to make profit quickly.
That's what they do. They build nice places too. I mean, these aren't just like square buildings with a window in it.
They said they would be all of our planning. And so, we want to make sure that what we put together is going to make us good partners on both sides of that coin for a long time.
Sure. Okay. Hey, Nick, quick. We got to run here.
I came up with the idea that maybe we should drop PERS for the miscellaneous employees, but keep it for fire and police. And the argument against that was that it was all under one contract. But, in reality, that's actually two contracts in spirit because it's two different accounts. That being said, I'm wondering are you guys going to address the fact that new transients are coming into town every day? I'm downtown on California Street right now, and I see brand new ones. These aren't local people. They're mentally upset people. They're criminals, and they just keep coming and coming and coming. We've got a city council person that says, oh, no, they're all local. Everybody in town knows they're not local. That's the root cause, and that needs to be addressed. And I have a suggestion about how to alleviate the people that are boxed out of the park because of the fence and are going to go over to the library.
Okay, we got like a minute left. Hurry up.
Why don't you just buy them a pass out to Whiskey Town and they won't be spending all their time downtown?
Okay.
Thanks.
You bet. We have a shuttle service going out there.
Yeah, well,
the guys from IOSCO load the buses.
And we have the Mission Has Project Hometown, and so those programs are out there, but it has to be voluntary. You can't kidnap people. In terms of the new people versus old people, both of those things I think are wrong. It's not all new people. It's not all local people. We have both. We have people who have lived here for their entire life, and they're homeless, and they're on the streets. And we have people who move here. And what are we doing about it? We've been talking about that all day. It's something we're working hard. We recognize the issues.
If you have an idea, you need to come in front of the city council, or you need to write a letter.
Send an email.
Or Barry's phone number is right there on the website, and he answers his phone.
Or BTIPNA. cityofreading.org.
There you go.
Yeah, we take all those suggestions seriously. I mean, not every one of them is doable, but we take them seriously.
Barry, thank you so much for being with us today. We learned a lot. And then tomorrow, of course, Chief Roger Moore will be with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? At the
gates of hell, Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. And I'll keep this world.